It's almost 2 weeks since the Sunday Times published extracts from Jacques Poe's explosive book, The President's Keepers. It went on sale, and the first print run very, very quickly sold out, and a second and a third have been ordered, and the book is going to sell probably somewhere close to 100,000 copies, which is great news. Was it a coincidence that there was a power failure at the launch of the book at Exclusives in Hyde Park in Johannesburg? I don't know. There was one which wasn't interrupted by power in Pretoria. Pravin Gordhan was at that one. There are launches in Cape Town coming up, and I'm sure there'll be launches in other parts of the world. And it's part of a constant flow of information. Chippy Olver's book, Adrian Besson and Peter Doy's book, Jacques's book, the work done by Scorpio and Amabungani on the Gupta leaks, which seemed to me to paint an unanswerable picture of a president deeply embedded in a series of corrupt relationships, which are all about the enrichment of the people involved in those relationships and almost nothing to do with doing what governments are supposed to do, which is improve the lot of their citizens. Max de Pryor, author, journalist, columnist, friend of Jacques Poe, is on the line to us now. Max, do you have any sense that with this weight of potentially evidentiary material in the public arena, Jacob Zuma is feeling in any way backed into a corner?
Yeah, he would be very unwise and stupid not to feel the pressure. When you listed all the books, you should have added one thing, and that is portfolio hearings in Parliament, where we heard Suzanne Daniels last week, which is as powerful or even more powerful than any book because it's in our Parliament. Yes, I think the old guy must be worrying, although he must be fairly certain that nothing will happen to him this year. I think where he starts worrying is that his candidate doesn't win in December when they choose a new ANC leader, and that someone like Cyril Ramaphosa takes over, and that Zuma gets recalled in January, a la Mbeki, and then suddenly we're sitting with, Ramaphosa president, Naledi Pandor deputy president. And then the whole landscape will change. We will probably get a new head of SARS, a new head of the Hawks, and a new head of the National Prosecuting Authority. And then suddenly, all the stuff that we've been collecting to all the sources you've mentioned, but including Jacques' book, are then on the table. And then there would be a political will, I presume, to do something about it. And then he's in serious trouble.
Because I mean, looking at him, not so much his speech to the National Council of Provinces, that was as dull as ditch water, but his performance in Question Time afterwards, he was his normal sort of combative self, with plenty of snide references to opposition politicians who have dololo, but all they can do is rely on novels to wave around in Parliament. He seemed a man feeling that he was in control of the process.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's panicking. I think his Gupta friends are panicking. I think Brian Molefe and many others are feeling the pinch. There's a critical mass building up that will not be defeated in the end. There's a critical mass of public opinion. And as we see in the reaction to Jacques, my old mate has become a folkier. He's like Tuli Madonsela light overnight. And that shows you that the society needs a rallying point or two. And this book has given it, as Tuli Madonsela had given that before. And I don't see it dying down. I mean, if they really want to do us a huge favor, they should now arrest Jacques. And I don't wish him to sit in jail. I'm sure he'll get bailed the next morning. But they're stupid enough to do that. And that will keep the impetus. Also, I am told that some more revelations are coming in the next 2 weeks involving our dear president.
Inevitably.
And in the end, you cannot deny.
Yeah. Inevitably, those people who don't want him or his proxy to win in December want perhaps, you know, control the timing of the leaks and just present an ever-rolling snowball down a hill, gathering mass as it goes. Are you one of those people who believes, Max, that one way or another he won't allow the electoral conference to go ahead if he's not pretty certain that Nkosazana is going to win?
I have a strong suspicion that that might be the case, because the stakes are just too high for him. And we should have a picture early in December, maybe in the next 2 weeks, which way the wind's blowing. It's far too early to tell, because you read one newspaper and they say, and it says, Cyril is way ahead. And then you read on the very same day another newspaper saying, Nkosazana is way ahead. But I think if he, by early December, realizes that there is a slim chance that Nkosazana will take the election, then I think we could see violence. I think we could see some instability. I think we can see, we could look at some court challenges. I see Trevor Manuel says he thinks that the conference will break up on day two or three. I'm afraid that is a real possibility, and that is almost a worst case scenario. It's almost worse to have that than to have Nkosazana as the new ANC president, because the eyes of all South Africans and the world are on mid-December for a sign. Which way are we going? That's the sort of turning point. If that turning point doesn't happen, then it's more Zuma, and he'll be more desperate, because how long can he postpone this thing? And the interesting thing is, these meetings had been, these kind of conferences had been postponed before, seemingly in contradiction with the ANC constitution, but it's now almost standard practice. So we don't know if it's postponed, when it will take place, maybe even mid-next year. And that will perpetuate Zuma, and he will do crazy things. I mean, I don't know if you guys know anything more about free tertiary education, but the general expectation is he's going to announce it, which will be sheer madness. I mean, I said in a tweet yesterday, Mr. President, you and your cronies can keep on robbing the state coffers, or you can declare tertiary education free, but you can't do both.
Max DePriere, author, journalist, columnist, thank you very much indeed. Gary, you say in a text, yes, we all know that Zuma is corrupt, but why is there no provable, testable evidence to actually charge him? There is! There's plenty of it. With an NPA that was even halfway rigorously ethical, there is more than enough evidentiary material which could be built into a charge sheet which would stand up to a trial in court.